Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, January 22nd. Happy Saturday, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we are in Genesis chapter 20, Psalm 44 verses 1 through 8, and Mark chapter 9 starting in verse 30. Let me put on my glasses if I can find them because I'm starting to get old eyes. And we're going to begin with Genesis chapter 20. The title in my Bible says Abraham and Abimelech. Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while he stayed in Gerar. And there Abraham said of his wife Sarah, "She is my sister." Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, "You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman." Now Abimelech had not gone near her. So he said, "Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And didn't she also say, 'He is my brother'? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands." Then God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours will die." Early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all of his officials, and when he told them all that had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said, "What have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? You have done things to me that should not be done." And Abimelech asked Abraham, "What was your reason for doing this?" Abraham replied, "I said to myself, 'There is surely no fear of God in this place, and they will kill me because of my wife. Besides, she really is my sister, the daughter of my father, though not of my mother, and she became my wife. And when God had me wander from my father's household, I said to her, 'This is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, "He is my brother."'" Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham, and he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, "My land is before you. Live wherever you like." To Sarah he said, "I am giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offense against you before all who are with you. You are completely vindicated." Then Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his slave girl, so that they could have children again. For the Lord had closed up every womb in Abimelech's household because of Abraham's wife, Sarah. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 44, verses 1 through 8. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our fathers. You crushed the peoples and made our fathers flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long. and we will praise your name forever. And now let's turn over to the book of Mark. Today we are reading Mark 9, starting in verse 30. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." "Teacher," said John, "we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop, because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said. "No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward. And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands and go into hell, where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I love when I see a theme across 2 different passages. And today, the theme of the power of the name of the Lord is evident. Here in Mark 9, we see the disciples saying, "Teacher, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop." And then Jesus replies, "Don't stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name can at the next moment say anything bad. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name, because you belong to Christ, will certainly not lose his reward." And in the Psalms, the name of the Lord is mentioned as important as well. Look at verse 5 again. "Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes." The name represents the character of someone. In Christ, we see the characteristic of healer, redeemer, the one who is all-powerful, he who can trample our foes. And then in the book of Genesis, I wanted to mention something interesting that the Bible Project pointed out. Remember, God has covenanted himself with Abraham, and he wants to use Abraham and his family to show the nations around him what God is like. But again and again, we see that Abraham fails, but God remains faithful. God has promised Abraham that he is going to have a huge family, but on 2 different occasions, one of which was today in our reading, Abraham is afraid for his life, and he's afraid of the men who are attracted to his wife, and he denies being married to her, which is a total lie. Well, it's kind of a half-truth, isn't it? Because he and Sarah are half-brother and sister. I don't even want to go there. Anyway, this creates all kinds of problems for Abraham, one who is promised to be the father of all nations, and he's not even going to say that he is married to his wife. I can only imagine how Sarah felt in these situations as well. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the part where we see God's faithfulness on display in bringing a child to Sarah. But even in the meantime, God remains faithful because in Abraham's lack, he makes up for it by going in a dream to Abimelech, the king, and warning him of what he has done. As we close today, I want us to pray through some of the names of Jesus that we see in the New Testament. And as we pray, we ask, Lord, that you would continue to dwell with us through your Spirit and teach us about yourself. Will you pray with me? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior and Redeemer, the bread of life, Lord and Creator. You are the Son of the living God, the only begotten Son, the Holy One of Israel. As it says in Isaiah, you are the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. You are King of Kings and Head of the Body. You are the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We praise you. We thank you. We submit ourselves and our day to you. We love you. Amen.